RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock here on a Saturday morning, we welcome you in to the Tee to Green Golf Show every Saturday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Koziol. As you heard, Kevin Sylvester. This week, Kevin is on assignment with PGA Tour Radio at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. We'll talk to Kevin coming up at 7:30, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis is with us. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good to see you again.
Same here.
It was 3 degrees. 3 degrees at my house this morning. I don't live far from here, so it's hard to think about golf, but yeah. I don't know what to say to that. I'm shocked. It's March. It was -3 yesterday morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, when we decided to do the show earlier here in March, I mean, I was excited, but yes. I was hoping maybe we're going to be this will start the golf season earlier. But
yeah, at least we're not outside today, right?
That's
yeah.
Right. We're in
the patio. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Where are we? Well, we're our first show of the year on tour, as we like to call it. We are at one of our home clubs at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda, and making up our roundtable this morning here for our first half hour is the PGA Pro and Membership Director here, Don Schneider. Don, good morning.
Morning, Brian.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Don. Good to see you
3 degrees?
3 degrees.
Where do you live, in Alaska, or where were you?
Right down the street from you, right here. It's a three-minute drive, yeah.
Okay.
It's probably, it's warmed up. It's probably in the teens right now.
It was 7 in the car, yep.
Yeah. We're inside Tantara's awesome bar and restaurant area here, Don. We love coming in here. You're just talking about the TV upgrades that you guys are going to be doing here. That's exciting. The TVs are already good. I'm excited that they're going to be even bigger.
Yeah, there's I believe there's 7 around the bar, and we're going to add a big old 80-inch TV over on the back wall, and we're going to get ready for the Masters, so we're going to have a viewing party, and I kind of let the cat out of the bag. We haven't set that information out yet, but we will soon. So there'll be some email blasts to members, and so it'll be fun. We'll have some green beers and stuff like that as well.
Awesome. Yeah, lots of cool events coming up here. Don's going to be talking with us just about some membership opportunities and what's going on here. If you've heard about some of the interesting things going on with one of our home clubs here, Tantara, Don will share some of that information here coming up in just a few minutes. As I said, Kevin Sylvester is at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, where there's been some news this week. So Kevin will join us at 7:30. At the bottom of the hour here, and of course our other normal features, our Western New York PGA tip of the week, we'll get to that here along the way. Also an opportunity, we're going to give away some golf today here to Tantara, and if you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up to be a member of our Tee to Green club. It's free. Go to our website, t2green.golf, And one of the tabs at the top just says Tee to Green Club. You can sign up. All it takes is an email, and you're in, and you're a member. And we send you a weekly newsletter every week about information about golf going on across Western New York. The most important part of the newsletter, Jeff, is my weekly fantasy picks.
Yeah, I wait with bated breath to see those each week. Yeah, and then I put a lot of money down on whoever you pick.
So that's right.
It hasn't worked out yet, but I know it will.
I had McIlroy and DeChambeau and Mark Leishman this week. Those were the three.
Pick Mark Leishman out, huh?
Yes. Who is actually doing the best of the three?
Is he?
Well, they all made the cut. That's the most important thing. That's really what I root for. I'm like, just don't make the cut. Because then somebody, it takes one, well, you know, like one person needs to be like, oh, nice pick there, you know. So
yeah. They don't remember all the times you got it right, Brian.
That's right. Yeah. I know. I try to remind them.
Yes.
But, we're looking forward to golf season starting here shortly.
Yeah, this week, right? The weather looks like it's going to break.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
40s and 50s.
Yep. Tomorrow and in the 50s. And then later in the week, it's supposed to be 40s and 50s. So, Don, the little remaining snow left here as we look outside to the first few holes, hopefully we'll be gone, and maybe we'll get in some golf in here pretty soon.
Yeah, if we've got 50 degrees and rain and a lot of rain tomorrow, good news is that'll get rid of that white stuff, hopefully, quicker. Yeah.
Bad news is
we'll have a lake. Yeah. So, but in time, we have good drainage out here, so it shouldn't take too long. And, yeah, we try to do the best we can and get open as soon as we can. I mean, if that means walking for a little bit and pit, we still have flags in, we're okay. So, as soon as we can get full bore, we will.
Yeah.
We tracked the opening dates at our clubs for a while, and over a 20-year period, the average was within a week of April 9th. So typically you're out there in the first week of April, and you're getting going by the middle of April. So we'll get there. It's definitely with the sunshine and the days getting longer, if we get a little bit of rain.
And Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, he was wrong, right?
Yeah. So,
I know. So, Don, here at Tantera and Jeff, you over at Glen Oak, and obviously the courses you guys have worked at even previously, like this period here now, obviously membership or even at public courses, like people are chomping at the bit, like, hey, I want to get out. But obviously, there's still – it's at this moment, we know it's not playable conditions, but what are people at the courses doing right now? What would you say, like, to get the course ready and things like that, or is this all Mother Nature at this point?
At this point, I mean, we're still frozen in snow, so there's not a lot. It's just maintenance as far as getting up there. I mean, we've had a lot of wind this winter, so it's getting out there, and I know Jeff's been cutting some trees down at Glen Oak as well, and, it's tree removal, it's picking up stuff, and as soon as they can get out there, they'll get at it.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time preparing the equipment for the year. Your equipment takes a lot of wear and tear, so you break down all the equipment. You sharpen all your blades on your mowers and stuff like that. And in the golf shop, we're getting the calendar ready. We're getting the staff ready. We have new software, so we're training on that. It's actually an important month, an important time of year to be prepared, because once the season gets here, you're going 100 miles an hour, and you have to have all your ducks in a row. You don't want to be doing it mid-season. And then you're trying to think of your own game. So you're trying to get out there and get in shape and hit a few balls in the dome and stuff like that. So it really is a good time, and everybody's so excited this time of year. It's a great time of year to be at work.
Yeah, and I know you guys both doing lessons at the domes and things like that, and people at this point are really starting to think about not only getting maybe back at swinging. Some people probably haven't swung in a few months and are thinking, okay, maybe this is starting the time to do here. I just a thought or two. We don't have to make this the official tip yet, but just for people maybe going to the domes, they haven't swung since December. Right. Some of them maybe haven't.
Right.
What's some advice to go through in terms of just getting back into going again? Or even, Jeff, I know you're going to get swinging in your basement here. Yep. Custom Turf's got your nice setup in your basement. But just some thoughts on maybe just getting back swinging again for people that haven't swung in a few months.
Yeah, I think, I'm a real believer in fitness. And I think I give Tiger Woods credit for, that, let's call it, fitness craze, guys getting in better shape. I mean, you look at tour players today, they don't look anything like they did 20 years ago. And I think, what we can do as golfers, and we're seasonal here, right? So what we can do is get stretching, get moving, get, I have a GoFit ball. It's called, it's a five pound sand ball. And I hold it with two hands. It looks like a mini bowling ball. And I swing it back and forth. And I swing it right-handed and left-handed to work both sides. And I think you can do that. And then, obviously, we've got two domes in Buffalo. And they get quite busy, but get in there and hit some shots and start off with your wedges. Always start off with your wedges. Hit some of those short shots. I kid some of my lessons that, the back of that dome is only 90 yards. So I don't care how hard you hit it, You know, that's how far it's going. So work on the other stuff, but start off easy. Start off with half wedges. Work your way through your middle irons and then up through big weapons.
Yeah, if you're on Twitter, TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, mm-hmm. It's a great follow, especially if you want to learn about golf fitness and stuff like that. I like doing lunges and stuff this time of year. We talked last week, you don't want to swing something. You want to create some speed. You want to get loose this year, but you also want to start creating some speed again. Over the winter, it's like kids in summer school. They lose, you lose some of that ability. So you want to get in there and start trying to create some speed again, but do that slowly. You don't want to go out the first day and rip at it. Also, fundamentals. I love checking my fundamentals. I'll have Tim Freeze take a look at my grip or my posture, my alignment, my ball position. Those kind of things, you want to really get tight on those and have really, really solid fundamentals. And maybe get with your PGA Pro and have something to work on when you're out there. If you're just out there just hitting balls to get loose, that's of nominal, very little value. I would have a goal every time I was practicing and something I'd be trying to achieve when I got out there with that bucket of balls.
What's a realistic goal to go to the Golf Dome and hit? Because sometimes for me, like I struggle to really know if I'm hitting it well because of obviously the distance. You can't really see totally how the shot finishes. A lot of times you can tell how it feels if you feel like you hit it well or not, but what would you say as a realistic goal?
Well, first of all, I have a target. I don't know if that it's I'd have a plan for my warm up or for my bucket of balls. I'd start with a few wedges, I'd check my posture and alignment. And then I'd have a target out there, and I'd actually, this time of year, instead of just making swings, hit shots, too. Like, hey, try to hit a low bunt into that wall. Pick one of those panels in the back wall, and that's your target, and try to hit it at a certain height and control your trajectory. If you're just out there just hitting and sipping a cup of coffee and half, that's not very productive use of that time. And I don't think you should hit 2-3 buckets of balls there. First of all, that turf can be a little tough on your elbows if you have tennis elbow and stuff like that. But hit a bucket, hit a few wedges, get up to full speed, and then cool down again and hit some wedges at the end, regain your rhythm. And make sure you have a target. Make sure you're working on something in your swing. I'm trying to complete my backswing, or I'm trying to shallow out my downswing, whatever it is. And the thing I like is to use drills, because drills provide accurate, reliable feedback. So if you think you're doing something, you may not be. That's why drills are so good. When you do a certain drill or you have some kind of physical barrier when you're doing something, that actually reinforces it accurately, as opposed to I feel like I'm doing it. This way you're actually doing it.
For members, Don, coming into play, Jeff did talk last week about goal setting for the season in the spring. Is that something that you feel like is important, like setting a goal coming in to start the year?
Well, I think there's two kinds of goals. There's goals that have to do with performance, and we all have those. We all have a handicap we can track. Your progress, so we want to see that go down, obviously, as we go. But I think it's setting goals in terms of your kind of what we're talking about. Have good practice habits. We can't just it's like any other sport. We can't just go out there and expect it to happen. So, I'm a firm believer, and part of my routine is I'm making sure I'm probably hitting more balls than I'm playing. I need to probably reverse that at some point. But it's having a routine of okay, I'm gonna hit balls, and not just full swings. I'm going to work on short game. I'm going to work on wedge play. I'm going to get over on that putting green over there and chip and putt. I think a goal is, how many times can I play per week? And guess what? And you're a good example, Brian, is you don't have to play 18 holes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I like 9 holes of golf. It's perfect.
I'm a 9-holer.
Yeah. It's right. It's a couple hours of your time and it's some practice and you're not killing half a day, but you're still doing everything you want to do. And, when I talk to guys about membership, when they come in and maybe this is their first opportunity to go from daily fee to private, the first thing I point out is, you come out here, you can hit some golf balls, you can find a couple open holes, we're okay with that. Go play 2, 3, 4 holes. And the best practice in the world, and you can't do that standing on the tee line, is, I hit that half wedge and I don't like it, I drop another ball. Right, and then I go over and I chip and putt, and then I hit a couple sand, bunker shots, and so that to me is, if you really want to work on your game, that's how you improve.
Yeah, from 100 yards in.
And yep. And I'll add to the attractiveness of being a member here is for me, with my morning schedule and Sabre schedule at night, like sometimes I don't have time for a full 18, mm-hmm. but being able to come over and say, okay, I have an hour and a half, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's a perfect 9 holes, and it's relaxing for me, and sometimes it's even a little more, but you're right. It's sometimes coming over here even by myself, and sometimes even just an hour, and sometimes it might even be just a handful of holes, but I feel like that is sometimes where I get to either play my best or where I get to improve upon those things, and I'm working on it, where sometimes the course of a round when you're playing with another foursome and other friends and you're set up and you're 18 and you're thinking about other things maybe during the course of the round. But when I'm just out here playing in the middle of the afternoon, sometimes when it's a little quieter, like that's sometimes where I feel like I'm doing my most improvement in my game.
And even beyond that, beyond working on your game, isn't it relaxing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, to me, the atmosphere out here, it's quiet. Like, you know, we don't have houses and highways, you know, around the golf course. It's peaceful out there. So to me, it's I saw something on Twitter and I retweeted it the other day, and it was a picture of somebody hitting 8 irons on a driving range, and I looked at that and I said, yeah, that's me. Like, that's my getaway.
Yeah.
You know, to go out there and just hit some balls, and late in the day, I don't know what it is, but I find it relaxing, you know, and just whack a couple balls, go find a couple open holes. I'll typically play 7, 8, 9 in, or I'll look the other way and play 2 through 5 or whatever, you know. Yeah. And to me, that's just, it's not always about competitiveness or working on your game. Sometimes it's just, it's my getaway.
It's
to get away from work,
yeah.
You know?
See, I'm the opposite. Like, I always feel like I have to shoot a score or post a number. You know, you're always, you played for so long and you're competitive, and my, you know, when I'm out there, I feel, hey, what's my goal for today? I got to shoot par, whatever I got to do. So it's hard for me to have a casual round. I'm getting better at it as I get older, but every time I go out there, I'm pretty much trying to post a number.
I think if I know I'm playing 18, I get back more into that mentality of the number at the end. I feel like if I'm here and I'm like, okay, I have an hour or I have 2 hours or whatever, and I know I'm not playing the full 18, I tend to relax. My mind lets go of the what my number's going to be, and I start to think about some of those other things, which I...
And I bet you play better.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely right. I mean, sometimes I'll only have that hour, and I'll play 5 holes, and I'm like, I parred all 5 holes. Like, and I'm walking out of here happy, and then, but there's a little me that's like, oh, if I maybe would have played all 18, what would my score have been? Of course, you know, you lend yourself to thinking about that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I understand that's why there's 18. You know, everybody can shoot par if you, I parred hold one if I just did that 17 more times. You know, I'd be a good golfer, but
it'd be too easy. You'd get bored with the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's 18 pars in a row isn't very exciting.
I know. Yeah. I know. 7:15 here, the time. On WGR, on Tee to Green, we're live at Tanterra Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas with us, and the PGA Pro and Membership Director here at Tanterra, Don Schneider. I mentioned part of the reason, by the way, if you haven't been able to infer that, or if you don't know from previous conversations, I am a member here, and Don treats us so great. We love coming here, and we're looking forward to coming doing the show today. Don, we've got some exciting membership news to pass along that I promised we would get to for our listeners. If you have maybe seen the video that we tweeted out a few weeks ago, that had some information about it. But I think it's a really, really cool membership, and it runs through March now. So why don't you let everybody know about it if they're thinking about maybe having thoughts about joining somewhere this year in 2019, you can give them an opportunity here.
Sure. So, you know, we're really excited that we've actually gone back to something we've done before. And if you've seen any of our Facebook posts or Buffalo News ads we've been doing, and Brian helping us out, Tee to Green and such, what we're talking about, we're trying to let you know, is that we've gone back to what's called inclusive memberships. And that's a huge savings, because, you know, typically when you join a club, there's a what's called a cart plan or cart pass for the year. And, you know, previously you had to pay for that separately. So now when you see our dues, which are reasonable to begin with, now it's including the cart as well. And then we have what used to be called an annual club plan, which was unlimited driving range, club storage. That's also included. So, you know, we're not afraid to put it out there. I know you and I had a conversation, and, you know, we ran an ad in the Buffalo News, and your question, and I think Kevin asked me and said, is it normal to put your dues rates in the paper? And I said, well, probably not. I said, but that's where we're at. We know our slogan is, you know, the best private club value in Western New York is what we're shouting out. So what happens is, the month of March, we were going to end it the March 15th, and also waiving our initiation fee, which is published at $1,500. So if somebody were to join by the 15th, we're waiving that. That's zero. So now we've got some traction. We've got some members coming in. So we said, hey, let's just continue it. we're going to go right through the end of the month. So, you know, that's when you look at all of that, it's really, we're a golf club, and if you want a nice golf course to play, and you want a great pub, a great bar, we like to say, that's what we are. So.
No, I think the atmosphere, if you are into that, like if you love golf and you love talking about golf and you love coming into the bar and having good food and watching sports on TV and having those conversations.
Wait, people like talking about golf?
Yeah. That's right.
We know
some people that like to talk about their swings.
Yes.
Don, you know there's plenty of people at every place, right?
Yeah.
Come in and talk about, oh, that swing I had on 16 today. And
yeah, the after round bar stories.
Chat.
Yes.
Yeah,
that 6 iron
hole
I hit on 12. Yeah. Yeah, I like those stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's at every course. That's not unique to Glen Oak at your place or Tantera here.
It is not, no.
That happens everywhere, no doubt about it. Yeah, I think it's a great membership opportunity. We should mention that with Tantera too, it's part of a company that is called the CBIG Group, and there's other connections with two other golf courses in Western New York, which also adds another layer of attractiveness to maybe being a member here.
Correct. Yeah. So we're owned by a company, as you mentioned, called CBIG, and they actually own 27 golf courses. And so us three guys here in Buffalo, this market, you know, if somebody is a member here at Tantera, then they also have access to Fox Valley and Briarwood. So now, you know, it's a weekend coming up and maybe it's club championship weekend and it's not your thing. Okay, well, then you got two other golf courses that you can get on. So so you're not, you know, it's not just one golf course. You know, you have access to all three. And we have other reciprocals in the Buffalo area. And then a lot of our snowbirds, we just took care of four of our members. They just went down to the Texas Houston area, and CBIG has 13 clubs down there. So, you know, these guys started thinking about it and said, hey, can you set that up for us down there? Because we went to Arizona last year, spent a bunch of money. And I said, sure, tell me when you're going. So we set the whole week up for them. So they played Sonterra, Sweetwater, some of our flagship clubs.
And, in Texas, yeah.
Yeah. So they went down there and had a great time. A friend of yours, TJ Geraci, just came back from down in Arizona. He played Moon Valley, which is another one of our courses. So that's, you know, I was just had a new member join, and he travels to Texas regularly, and he saw that. His eyes lit up. And I said, yeah. I said, you're going down there on business. Call me. I'll set it up for you. And then all that is a cart fee. You know, you're playing a golf course that might be $100 or more, you know, greens fee. I don't even know what it is because I don't get the opportunity to go down there too often. But that's available too.
So, Don, how can they contact you?
Best way is probably email is dschneider@tanterragc.com or call me. I'm here, even though it's winter and there's snow on the ground, I'm here full time. So it can be reached at 694-0366, extension 105.
Awesome. And even if you are maybe looking to get more information, I'll tweet out some more information on how to get a hold of Don a little bit later if you don't follow me at BrianWGR. By the way, before we move on here on our show, all the good information about just what we've done in the what the guys Don and Jeff said about getting ready in the spring and the dome and the setting goals and the even stretching and things like that. We'll make all that today our Western New York PGA tip of the week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. It's a big year for the Western New York PGA in terms of Western New York in the sense that they get to the sections hosting a major. I know all the PGA pros in the area are super excited about that. The senior PGA will be at Oak Hill this year, Don.
Yes. Yeah, I've been was fortunate to be there a few times, and you can't beat that. It's a beautiful – it's my favorite golf course I've ever played, period.
Are you working it?
No.
Did you sign up?
No, I would like to be a spectator and have a day off or two. Are you?
I'm going to work the range on Sunday morning, yeah. So that's pretty cool. You get to watch the leaders start prepping themselves for their final round and stuff like that and see how they prepare and listen to their coaches talk to them and stuff like that. I really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just being out on that course is just, I mean, to see it and realize, like, the history that's there. That's the thing, too. Like, the course is obviously immaculate when you're there and you're seeing the players, but to – even just the area around the putting green and the practice area where they have all that history. And they do such a wonderful job at Oak Hill of displaying that. I mean, that area where they've got the nice brick wall up against the side of the
and all
clubhouse
the rooms,
there.
Yeah, the Harmon room, this room in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And all the photos of Nicklaus and Hogan and Palmer all around the clubhouse when they won events there. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool spot.
Lots of history. Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's a really neat event. We're fortunate to have it in our area.
Yeah, we will be giving away tickets to the Senior PGA throughout our season here on Tee to Green. So, again, make sure you're a Tee to Green club member. Sign up, tee2green.golf. We'll also be giving away some golf here to play Tantera later in the show. So, if you want to scramble to sign up quickly here later on in the show, we'll be giving that away to a lucky club member. Sign up, tee2green.golf. Before we let Don go here, this week's the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I know this course in some connection has a connection to Arnold Palmer, but really cool watching some of the early round coverage. You can tell the influence that Palmer has had, and we've talked about it before on the show, but everybody involved in the golf business seems to have a story about either meeting Arnold Palmer or what they've meant. Tantera itself even has a little connection to Palmer itself, but I love seeing when every single pro that is playing in some sense this week has the paraphernalia, has the umbrella logo either on their shirt, on their bag.
The tees.
Yeah, the tees.
Yep.
Rory McIlroy on Thursday, he wore navy shirt, yellow pants, tried to have the exact same belt, I guess, that Palmer had worn during one of his major events. And then he tweeted out a picture side by side, like, you know, tried to do you well today here, or the king wore it best, or something like that. And I mean, and I know Ricky Fowler is very big about talking about the influence that, as he says, Mr. Palmer has had on his golf career. But I know that Palmer has a little connection here at Tantera too, which I know.
Yeah,
it was exciting.
It was a Palmer managed facility for a few years, and we still have it's a concierge service where people travel, and it's called Palmer Advantage. So that name still exists.
Yeah.
You might not know, but years ago I worked as a golf rep on the road. I worked for Arnold Palmer's company. It used to be called Pro Group.
Oh, I remember Pro Group.
Yeah. So I used to travel from Buffalo to Albany, and I had a pretty large territory. But beyond that, we'd have our sales meetings at Bay Hill.
Oh,
so
neat.
I was fortunate enough to meet Arnold Palmer when he was alive, and he's everything that, if you never met him, that is true. Genuine, humble, shook his hand. He's thanking me for doing what I do for his company. I mean,
he's a bigger man than you think, too, you haven't met him. He was a big, strong guy. I was fortunate enough to play in the group behind him at La Trobe and got my photo taken with him at the halfway house there, and that's something I cherish, too, He's,
For people that have met him, like Kevin said, well, he met him at Briarwood when he came there, you know, years ago. But
He spoke to a group of juniors when I was there, and I went and saw that too.
But I remember Kevin saying that he has, and I unfortunately never got a chance to meet him in person, but that it's like he's almost presidential in the sense that, like, when he's in the room or he's in an area, like, there's this buzz around and feeling and just, but everybody says what you say, like, genuinely, like, just treats you just as you're just important as we think he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got they gave his father an honorary membership to the PGA years ago. I don't know if you remember that. And that was just to watch him speak to the PGA pros and greet everybody afterwards. He had tears in his eyes. I mean, he's the real deal. There's some people that turn it on for the cameras. He was not that man, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's my impression. I've met him. 3, 4, 5 times, and every time it's been the same. It's just great.
Yeah. So we'll have a live report coming up in about 5 minutes. Kevin Sylvester is at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, so we'll check in on what's going on this week there. Don, thanks so much for having us here today. Again, we'll throw out the contact information one more time if they want to contact you about that great membership offer.
Sure. Yeah, just 2 ways to do it. Email is D Schneider, and that is spelled S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, at TanteraGC.com. Or give me a call at 694-0366, extension 105.
Okay, and I'll tweet out that information as well here at point before the hour is over on our show. Don, thanks for having us here again today.
Thanks for being here.
Okay.
And thanks for being a member.
Yes, thank you. All I love playing here. Looking forward to getting some swings out very soon.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right. A good season, right, Dan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Don Schneider from Tantera with us here. When we come back, we'll go live to Orlando, and Kevin Sylvester will be joining us on the line as TD Green rolls on, along with PGA Pro Jeff Minas. I'm Brian Colziel. We're live here at Tantera Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Back with more TD Green right after this.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
7:32, welcome back here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas, and the PGA Pro and Membership Director here at Tantera, Don Schneider, kind enough to stick around with us for a little more here on the show as we are here inside the nice bar and grill at Tantera in North Tonawanda. As you heard, time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. This week, they are at Bay Hill at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and a tie at the top of the leaderboard, Tommy Fleetwood and Keegan Bradley are both at 9 under par. After shooting some very impressive opening two rounds, they have built themselves a four-shot separation from third place. Horschel, Vegas, Molinari, Mitchell, who won last week, Kisner, and Sloan, a large group at 5 under par. Some other names of note that are in contention, Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed at -4, Zach Johnson, Jimmy Walker, Justin Rose, all at -3, Rory McIlroy is at -2. Stenson is at 1. Snedeker even. DeChambeau 1 over. Fowler 1 over. 1 was the cut line. And one player that was just end up missing the cut, Phil Mickelson. He had an incredible first day, was in the top 10, and then shot, he went 68-78, ended up missing it, and then he made some comments about maybe whether or not he was going to play in the Players next week. For more on that, we now have Kevin Sylvester joining us here on the line on Tee to Green. He is at Bay Hill getting ready for his work today with PGA Tour Radio. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good, Kev. Good. How are you, man? What's your first impression of the golf course?
You know what? It's another one of those golf courses like many that you go to that you get a greater appreciation for it in person than on television. You know, there's a little more topography to the golf course than I had imagined. You know, the back nine is, I think, great. The front nine, you know, works, you know, four of the holes work around the lake, which I think makes it interesting. And the finishing holes in the front, 7, 8, 9, are hard. They're just, they're hard holes. And, you know, players who were coming in trying to get a number there who were finishing on the front nine, yesterday, I think they found that pretty challenging. So I think this golf course has a little more teeth, and it certainly had some teeth this week to it, with 9 under being the leading score right now.
Who are you able to follow the first 2 days? And just I always enjoy hearing some of your, you know, sightings and observations of conversations that you hear, maybe from the players and the caddies and things like that.
Well, you know, I had Keegan Bradley the first 2 days, and I will be with him again today in the final pairing on a Saturday, which will be cool. But it's also interesting to see what happens in front of them as they are the last group out, because, you know, it's moving day and there'll be a lot of guys going. Johnny Vegas, he was playing with Keegan Bradley the first 2 days, and I talked to Johnny after the round yesterday. Hit 4 putts, sit on the edge, the birdie. 4. That just wouldn't fall, you know, and he even tried the trick we all try, right? Hey, let's walk around the hole. Let's get the shadow behind the ball to get it to fall. And they just wouldn't go in. So, you know, I enjoyed following Johnny Vegas, and he's really hitting the ball well. Keith Mitchell, he won last week. He's 5 under par after a round of 4 under yesterday. And I had a chance to chat with him near the locker room on Wednesday just about his win and about the putt. And I asked him, I said, hey, all right, so what did you really think when you saw that was going to go in? He goes,
Well, if you watch it again, I wasn't even looking. I knew I made it. I knew I made it. I thought that was the coolest thing. And he's one of the nicest guys in the world. And my comment to him was simply, hey, I mean, you only get that chance. Well, you've only had that chance once in your life, but to make that and beat the guys you beat, that's pretty darn cool. And
absolutely.
He's like, yeah, it is. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
Yesterday,
go ahead.
Ryan, yeah. Jimmy Walker. So on 14, you know, and yeah, he had a nice round of golf, and he's playing with Keegan Bradley and Johnny Vegas, and you know he's been struggling the last couple of years. He makes a 55 footer, and he gets down and he stands right in front of me, and I move a little bit so I can see. And he moves again, and he just leans back. He goes, "Do you like looking at my back?" Kind of funny, show what kind of a good mood that he's in, and that he's feeling well, playing well.
Yeah, guys are definitely more apt to have fun like that when they're playing well. I want to go back to that putt that Mitchell made last week to win. I mean, Koepka and Fowler are waiting to play him in the playoff, and I'm sure NBC was like, hey, this would be a dream playoff for us here on TV, the drama, the stage here. And Mitchell's got a putt to win. Jeff, I know you wrote about it this week in our Tee to Green Club newsletter about just standing over that putt, a chance to change your life, right? I mean, for Mitchell, for Fowler or Koepka, another win, it just adds to, you know, everything they've got going. But for Mitchell to make that putt, I mean, that's life-changing for him.
See, I'm 99% sure that's not what he was thinking, though, because all he was thinking is about how do I make this putt. And I'm sure he just stuck to his routine, visualized it going. All the things you do every other time, sure, there's more gravity to the situation at that point, but you just go through the same things. If you're a free-throw shooter and I got to make this is the most important free throw of my life, if you're thinking that, you got a much less of a chance of making that putt. But, I mean, he's obviously feeling it, and that's given him a lot of momentum. And it's funny what a little confidence can do. I'm sure he was tremendously confident by the time he got to 18 last week because he was playing great.
Yeah.
And it's carrying into this week, obviously.
Don, did you get a chance? Did you see Mitchell's winning putt?
Yeah. I did. I was really pulling for him. I like Ricky Fowler. And, I mean, he just dropped a 45-foot putt.
To get himself at that chance,
yeah,
to be in the playoffs.
So,
yeah.
So we're thinking playoff, and then I'm watching Mitchell, and they're talking to the commentators, and they were spot on what they said. That watch the guy; he's walking with confidence. He's hitting shots, and he didn't look phased at all. And you know, it's cool to see a guy get his first win. You know, no matter who it is, I guess.
Right.
But I was pulling for him; it was great.
Yeah, really cool moment.
You probably see that, Kev, with the players. I mean, you can probably, when you watch them a lot, like you can tell by, you shouldn't be able to, but sometimes you can tell by how they walk or their body language what kind of round they're having. That was
absolutely
one thing I remember. I remember Lonnie Nielsen, the great local player. You could never tell how Lonnie was shooting 82 or 62 from a distance. But when they get that momentum going, Kev, they change, don't they?
They absolutely do. Now, you know, Keegan Bradley, I'll give you an example. Like, some people don't like his mannerisms. You know, he's in, he's out. He's reduced that a little bit. I think, like, he still has that little lean forward, and I think he's just, you know, it's just part of his process of pumping himself up to hit the shot. But his routine, like saying every putt, is interesting. I noticed something that he did on every putt yesterday, because they're allowed to do it now. He was tapping down spike marks on the green. But there are a couple times where I think it's just part of his routine now. Just, you know, taps a little bit in front of it and then gets right over there and makes his putt. But you can just tell, yeah, there's a confident walk, the shoulders back. Even when there was a shot that was off, I didn't see him be like, oh, man. Where there are other players who weren't playing well, I'll give you a good Brian Harman on. It was Friday, just swiping at the sand. You know, you just tell him, like, this guy's not going to shoot well today. I mean,
yeah.
He's not even, but and he's not going to shoot to his standard because his body language just says, and he's hating everything about his game that day. So, yeah, you can definitely see it.
Yeah, 7:41 here, the time on Tee to Green. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and PGA Pro and Membership Director from Tanterra, Don Schneider, joining us here. We're at Tanterra, North Tonawanda. Kevin Sylvester is at Bay Hill in Orlando. Working this week for PGA Tour Radio for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tommy Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley are the leaders. They have a four-shot lead on a large group, including, we said, last week's winner, Keith Mitchell, who comes in that big five-way tie for third, just a couple of shots back. Kevin, before we let you go, just a couple of other things here. Tiger was supposed to play, ends up backing out with what they're saying is a neck injury. Not sure about his status for next week. What are you hearing about Tiger and how serious this is? Maybe going to be a problem for him, or do you think he's going to be back next week?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when he first had initial problems, he had withdrawn with a neck injury many moons ago. All the talk in the media center is we all just hope it's a mild neck strain.
Right.
Many of us said he looked tired. He looked tired to me in Mexico when I was working that tournament and covering him. Just looked fatigued. He's 43 years old, and I'm sure it's pretty draining being Tiger Woods, period, with all his business interests and being the persona that is Tiger Woods. And he's played a lot early on. He's played more than he wanted to. I mean, he sat out the Honda Classic, which is right in his backyard, to try to get some rest in between. He's looking ahead to the Players if he can play, the Masters, obviously. So, something was a bit, off for Tiger. And, Rory McIlroy said, yes, he's getting treatment on his neck in Mexico. But none of us, and I even asked Mark Carnevale when working with this weekend on the radio. He was working for PGA Tour Live. He and I were both walking with Tiger. And I, at the end of the day, I go, did you see anything? He's like, didn't see anything. So he hit it well. Maybe it's just a slight thing that's bothering him that he just wants to get the rest and tune up. And, it's interesting. So we've had Tiger and Phil bringing back this resurgence, and now, we may not have them next week due to injury and frustration after a 78 for Phil Mickelson. So that part's interesting. And, Brian, I want to add, and I'll probably put these up on my Instagram feed that'll go to Twitter and stuff, but I sent you guys some photos. What a treat. And, we were allowed to, I was invited to go into Mr. Palmer's office at Bay Hill and got to, sit at the desk, which, they said, yeah, you can sit there. It's a great experience. I got to tell you, it's one of the best things I've ever experienced in golf without actually being on a golf course, but being in an office. It's just exactly as Mr. Palmer left it. It's like he still works there. It was just, and you guys have seen the photos, it is just one of those surreal things that I still can't believe I got to do it.
Yeah, it's super cool. We were talking earlier, last segment, about just how all the pros in some way are honoring Palmer this week. A lot of them through their clothes or their hats or their shoes or their bag or all the above. And, Jeff and Don shared their stories about meeting Palmer, and we even talked about how Tantera's got a connection to Palmer here too. I know you met him at Briarwood, Kevin. I know that we've talked about this before too, but it is pretty cool to see everybody have that paraphernalia on their clothes or their hats this week with the cool umbrella logo on there.
Yeah, another cool thing, all the houses around the golf course, they have all these viewing parties. They all have the big patio umbrellas that are the umbrellas. Really cool to see. It's great. It really is.
Yeah.
Fun turn.
Last thing, Kevin, here before we let you go, for those that maybe read a lot of golf articles, one Hall of Fame writer passed away over the last few days, and that was Dan Jenkins. And Kevin, you talk to quite a bit of people that cover the tour on a regular basis. Am I saying too much here to say, this is one of the greatest sports writers of all time here, and he's covered golf forever, right? And he passed away at the age of 89 this week.
You're not going too far. And this is a gentleman when not many people covered golf. The popularity came with Arnold Palmer, so more did, but then kind of faded away. And it's also a profession that is fading too. I see less and less golf writers at regular, rank and file tour events, if you will. You see them show up at the majors, but they're not necessarily on the beat as much. So, yeah, he'll be missed. And, part of that, generation of pioneers, and Brian, we have them broadcasting too, that they're cut from a different cloth, and they won't be. There won't be many like him ever again.
That's right. Kevin, enjoy the weekend. We'll be listening on PGA Tour Radio, and appreciate you joining us.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green show, joining us from Orlando. If you want to listen to Kevin, as you said, he'll be in the final group today on PGA Tour Radio if you want to listen to that. So
that's pretty cool. He got to cover Keegan the first two rounds. The guy ends up leading, and now he's got him for Saturday. So he'll know his game pretty good by the
end. I like Bradley. He's got a little fireness in him that
he's got twitches on top of his twitches, though.
That's
true. Yeah, he's a twitchy guy.
He's got some Sergio stuff in him in terms of the pre-shot stuff.
He does have some fire in him, and he all can blast it, And it's weird how their careers, you know, he's been down, he's been up. When he's hot, that's a confidence thing. Yeah, he's probably feeling great again.
He's one of those guys, Don, like Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, that got to the peak of his career with the long putter that anchored. And then when they took that away, Adam Scott struggled, Webb Simpson struggled, Keegan probably struggled the most out of those three, if I mention those three names. He's gotten back a little, and then we haven't heard from him about a while, and now a chance maybe for him to get a win here, hopefully, for his sake.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. I agree. Yeah. His pre-shot routine is, you know, he looks like he's at the starting line to start running or something, you know, and he leans into it a few times and goes, but he's fun to watch. Putting, I mean, you know the rules of golf, things have changed as far as the anchoring that you're talking about, but you're seeing some variations. You're seeing some guys kind of anchoring it on the inside of their forearm.
They pushed it right up against their
forearm. I thought they weren't supposed to anchor. Maybe they can touch the forearm, but then that's not considered anchoring it. But
It's not anchoring it to your body,
I guess. Yeah, that's my understanding. So, and I remember I was Bernhard Langer was probably the first guy that I saw do that, and he used a putter that was longer than he would normally play with and anchored on the inside of his forearm. I gave that a go for a while.
He grabbed his forearm, that was different.
A little more bizarre, but
that's right. He's one of the first famous people to beat the yips.
Yeah. All right, I got to take a quick time out here. When we come back from Tantera, we will give away a round and a guest as well here to Tantera when we return. So we roll on in Tee to Green along with PGA Pro Don Schneider, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. We thank Kevin Sylvester for joining us from Orlando. I'm Brian Colzio. More Tee to Green coming up right after this. Back here on Tee to Green, 7:54. We're live at Tantera Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Time to give away some free golf. If you are a Tee to Green Club member, you are eligible to win. And if you have not signed up already to do so, please go ahead and do it. We wish you that you could do that. And an opportunity, our plan is to pretty much give something away every week on the show. So we've given away clothes, we've given away socks, we've given away gear.
Underwear.
That's right, underwear. last week we gave away golf to Glen Oak. This week we're at Tantera. We're going to give away golf to Glen Oak. And here's what's so easy about it. You don't have to sit here and call in. You don't have to answer a trivia question. You just go to our website, t2green.golf. There's a tab there to sign up to be a member of the club. All it takes is your name and your email, and you're in the club. We'll send you a newsletter every week about all the information about what's going on in the golf scene in Western New York across the week, and you're eligible to win. So guess what? This week, Tim Hooper, you are our winner. You've been randomly selected from our club list. And Tim, you have won yourself a free round here at Tantera as well as a guest. So Tim Hooper, you're our winner. We will send you an email with information. And you can contact Don Schneider here at Tantera, and he'll set you up, you and a guest here, for a nice free round of Tantera. And, Don, we hope Tim can maybe play sooner than later here. The sun is now out since when we took the air here at 7 o'clock, so we'll be playing before we know it.
It's going to be downright balmy. It's going to be like 40 today.
Yeah, as long as the sun's out, it's really not so bad, you know. Yeah. And it does melt that snow pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We've got a minute and a half to go here, but next week is obviously part of the shift in the PGA Tour calendar. It's the Players' Championship, the fifth major. It's the biggest purse even amongst the regular tour events here. Sawgrass, you've played that course, right, Jeff?
Yep.
What are we going to be watching next week?
Well, everybody's going to be watching 17. But it's a great golf course for television and for this event because there's so many swings. You know, you hit it in the wrong spot, you're making a double there. But there are a lot of birdie chances, too. I think scores will be very low.
Yeah.
I think they'll be very, very low next week.
So, Don, 17, for pros, for most of them, they're hitting a pitching wedge because it's like 130 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, even for amateurs playing it, they'd be hitting a low iron, like, you know, like a 9 or an 8 or even,
something,
you know,
yeah.
even some players, wedges. What's the advice? What's the advice you have for the pros as they go up to the face of that island, or even just for if I was going to go down and play it?
Well, it's the same thing I try to coach people here at our club is that, you know, there's water in front of you, and obviously that one's excessive, so it's an island. So,
yeah.
But, you know, your last thought has to be, where do I want to hit the ball? Because, you know, our brain, you know, is scared and says, oh, God, don't hit it in there. Don't go grab that lousy ball out of my golf bag. Hit the good one.
Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah, aim for the middle. Yeah.
That's right. Hit the middle of the green. That's
safe.
Right. Hey, if you, again, want to contact Don here at Tantera, I'll be tweeting out the information about that great membership offer here. And, Don, thanks for having us here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don Schneider from Tantera. Jeff Mitas, our PGA Pro, will be at Glen Oak next week.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Derek Kramer back in our studio. Thank you, Derek, as always. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester for joining us. Tee to Green, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio vault. I'll tweet it out as well, WGR550.com. Thanks for joining us. Tee to Green every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m. right here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.